It's Joshua Simon with you on Kiss 92. I hope you're having a good day because I have a great, meaningful show on your way. Now, very soon, we'll be patching a call over to the land down under, to Melbourne. We've got our friend John Pabon. He is a fantastic author, and I like that he speaks real about the things that we do, the efforts that companies, governments take to saying they want to save the planet, how much of it actually does, you know, impact the environment, how much of it is just sort of what they call greenwashing. You say only, but never actually do anything, okay? So we'll chat with him in just a bit, you know, but I think, Charmaine, we've got this final bouquet of lilies, and I love that, you know, we're thinking the environment and we're giving you flowers.
Yes.
At the same time.
Yes, you know? Yes.
So I love that. How did you get involved in all this? Like, have you always, you know, been concerned about the environment, you know, always been so conscious?
I mean, I've hosted Earth Hour for many years now. So sustainability is something that I don't claim to be the most sustainable person, but I do think I try, and where I can, I try my best to remember to do my own things, bring my own straws and all that good stuff, take shorter showers, etc. But I got involved because I'm doing this thing with DocuSign,
okay,
where I'm an ambassador with them to encourage people to e-sign a bit more and use less paper.
E-sign.
Yeah, so like, when was the last time you printed a document out? Or do you remember, like, always printing documents out? It could be anything, contracts, even things like agreements, property agreements, when you invoices,
everything, right?
It was all printing, and first we printed single side, then we got better with ourselves and we printed double side. But the reality is, here's a quick quiz for you. How much paper do you think goes down the drain per A4 sheet that we have? Just guess. You guess.
I don't know. What?
Liters of water.
Oh, liters of water. Yeah. Five?
Okay. That's half of what actually goes down the drain. So it takes 10 litres of water to print a sheet of A4. And so I did this. I went around asking Singaporeans on Orchard Road, and everyone had the same thought as
my
you.
My jaw is like on the ground.
It's a lot of water per piece of paper.
Oh yeah, it requires water.
Yeah, and a lot of people think like, oh, okay, I want to save plastic, which is fine. I think it's great. But there are many other things that need saving as well.
Right. You want to have like a holistic approach when it comes to, okay, let's save the world, right?
But everybody's going to focus on one thing. I understand. So we got to tackle one small challenge at a time.
Okay, so you're saying e-signing is good, you know, like downloading the PDF, you know, rather than printing.
Yeah, and you can use your phone these days and just put your signature on it with your fingerprint. DocuSign is one such option that you can use. So I went around asking Singaporeans, and there is a shocking lack of knowledge, right?
Yeah.
But then realizing, like, hang on, if this is going to be a big problem for us now, what about the future generations? And will they want to make change in their offices? Basically, 10 out of 10 are like, absolutely. Now that I know that this is actually papers consume so much, absolutely, I will do everything I can to write to the relevant people in HR and in top management to say, hey, can we use less paper?
I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to give away these flowers right now. We're going to play a little game of two truths and one lie. Okay, so I'll share with you three statements. Just tell me which one of them is the lie. The first one, nearly half of the paper printed is thrown away daily. Number two, the average office worker uses around 50 kg of paper a year, equivalent to some 10,000 sheets of A4 paper. Or finally, the average business is increasing its paper usage by 10%, even with the advancements of technology. Which one here is the lie? WhatsApp your answer right now to 8855-0920. We're going to talk more with John Pabon when he joins us next. We're speaking to John Pabon. He is an author, an expert in sustainability.
Hey, John. How you doing?
I'm great. How's everybody?
It's very warm here in Singapore. It's constantly raining. But we wanted to have you on because, you know, you always talk real about the state of the world and the efforts that we put in companies first, you know. Let's talk about greenwashing. So my understanding, Charmaine, about greenwashing is like when businesses say we'll do a lot, but then actually they're not.
Yeah, or they kind of, only part of their business is actually sustainable. They don't see it through from process A to Z.
That's exactly right. And, you know, backing up, I guess, just a step, we've noticed in the sustainability world that greenwashing's really picked up post-COVID. So I don't know kind of why that happened. I'm guessing it's because a lot of brands have finally realized they can make a dollar off of being sustainable, or at least calling themselves sustainable. So it's been a big issue, something we're definitely banging our heads against a wall on. But greenwashing, all summed up, is basically when a company is lying to consumers about how green it is, when it may or may not be as green as it's pretending to be. So we tend to look at corporations, but there's other actors as well, which I'm sure we'll get into. So that could be your favorite social media influencer. They're greenwashing too. It could be governments as well. So there's lots of different actors greenwashing out there.
So how do you know, though, that someone isn't greenwashing? What are the checks?
Yeah, it's tough, right? Because right now we have to really do due diligence on our own. We have to research. If you're at the shop, you have to pay more, right? So it's a big ask for a lot of consumers to be doing all the right things. So the first thing to always do is, when you're at a shelf, to really just do a sniff test, right? See if what they're saying actually makes sense, because there's some pretty telltale signs of when a corporation is lying to you. They usually come in, the big one is kind of a misdirection, right? So they might tell you, okay, we are 50% more recycled, but they don't explain what in the world that actually means, right? So they could have gone from 1% recycled to 2% recycled. It sounds great on paper, but if you dig down, it's not really that much at all. They like to use a lot of, they love the color green, right? They think we're so silly that we're just going to fall for it, but they'll use green. They'll use sort of, flowers and these, these pictures of a more sustainable world instead of actually making their products sustainable. So that's definitely one way that they tried to trick us. And the craziest one, and I was working with DocuSign as well, but I also just finished an entire book on greenwashing. One of the craziest things I found out is that marketing teams will actually create little certification stamps to put on their packaging.
Yeah.
So most people know sort of like the little frog for the Rainforest Alliance or the World Forestry Council. Those are all legitimate, but marketing teams are now just making up their own as well. So you have to be super careful that you're not falling for it, even though it looks legit.
Supermarkets across the island will soon be charging for plastic bags. We're going to chat a little bit more with sustainability author John Parbon. Charmaine E is with us in this very important conversation on what it really means to heal the world.
Hello.
Big time ambassador right now for something very, very important. Tell us more.
I mean, I'm an ambassador for DocuSign, which is all about encouraging all of us to e-sign. There are many different platforms. So the one that I'm behind is DocuSign. Basically, saving paper, because a lot of us, I used to work in an office environment 9 to 5. And I tell you, we print paper like it's free,
Yeah, we don't realize the damage to the environment.
Yes. And actually, when people, we are all very consumed about reducing plastic, which I think is great.
Yeah.
One thing at a time, but also paper usage and a whole lot of others. But let's start with paper, because paper usage also causes water wastage.
Ah.
Yeah, so a lot to talk about. And earlier on, we were talking to John, right, from Melbourne about it, sustainability expert. And the reality, though, is that little changes are happening here in Singapore, which I love to see.
Yeah. We are prioritizing, I think, plastic, reducing plastic right now. You may have heard about this, dear listener, but very soon across the island, everywhere. I mean, already a lot of supermarkets are doing this. You got to pay for your plastic bags, you know. So while we have John Parbon right now, he is over Zoom with us, speaking with us from Melbourne. John, we are very behind here in Singapore. We're starting to charge like 10 cents, 20 cents for a plastic bag. You know, but I also feel it's also a bit like, where does the money go to? You know, does it actually help?
I think it will deter you. Mm. You will want to bring your own like extra bag, tote bag or whatever, right?
Yeah. John, okay, speak real about this.
It's crazy, right? And you have to sort of, again, it goes back to that. Is it moving the needle in the right direction? Is somebody paying 20 cents more for a plastic bag actually going to encourage them to change their behavior? So the idea of those sort of things is to have people stop buying plastic bags and to start bringing their own bag. So I think in a lot of places around the world, that's really taken hold. But now people are just kind of buying, a bunch of bags because everybody forgets their bag.
Yeah.
So it's not really changing the behavior necessarily. But at least it's, again, a move in slightly the right direction. Okay.
Well, Charmaine, you are a young parent and, your kids future, the world, and what the state of the world. I do you feel concerned at all, by the way?
I mean, I am concerned because there's a lot of good in this world, but there's also a lot to fix in this world.
There's
right?
a lot of things that go this. Like today, I just read about a turtle, the last living, this like one particular species of turtle
right.
that just went extinct
oh, no.
now in China. You know, and turtles, another big a big loss for us with the amount of plastics or the trash that we send out into the waters. Yeah.
So, John, hey, I'm going to be a young parent. Well, I am a young parent now. Should I be concerned about what the world is going to look like in 10, 20 years?
Yes and no. So I don't want to go into the doom and gloom because I think that's super extreme. Although we see a lot of that already. But there's a few different things. So if I had a crystal ball, and based on my work with corporations, that's sort of where I focus all of my sustainability time. They're already doing a lot of stuff. We've entered this virtuous cycle now where corporations are no longer just competing on making money. They're actually competing on being good and being better. So if we look forward 10, 15, 20 years time, and we go to the supermarket shelf, for example, like I mentioned before, today we have to research, we have to pay more, all this sort of stuff if we want to make the right choice. But 15 years from now, all the choices will have been made for us, and every choice is going to be a good one, because those corporations that aren't playing along now aren't going to be around much longer. Mm. People aren't going to stand for it, and they're just going to sort of go the way of the dodo. So that's the positive side of things, certainly when we're looking at definitely for our children and wanting to build a better world for them. Now, on the not so positive side, that doesn't mean that the world's going to look the same as it does today in 20 years' time. I think there's going to have to be a lot of adaptation. It's not like we're going to go back to sort of this perfect world of you know, the Middle Ages where everything's beautiful and everyone's living on these pastures. It's not going to be that. It's going to be different. But it's not going to be Mad Max and, you know, sort of, it's not going to be the Hunger Games.
Thank you so much, John. That's John Pabon from Melbourne, Australia. Wonderful author. He speaks real about what we do on a micro level, but also from governments to businesses and how much of it actually goes a long way.
So there's a lot we can do, right, Josh? So if we're trying to reduce paper usage, first of all, try our best to reduce our own printing when you can,
yes.
e-sign. The other thing is if you work for a big company, quite a lot of us work for MNCs, big corporations, find out which person is ordering all this bulk paper.
Sounds like Nancy. Like, trust me.
Who's
her,
Nancy?
Her name is Nancy.
Nancy, is it from our company?
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, find out who's the one doing these orders. What is your company's actual usage of paper? And perhaps, you know, can you spearhead an initiative in your company to reduce your paper usage? Now that you know how much it can actually harm the earth. One thing at a time, right? Plastic also, bring your own tote bags when you go to the supermarkets. Once we make this a habit, I tell you, it's a small little bit of difference that we're going to do, and it will help every department across your company.
Yeah.
How
amazing,
right?
It'll go a long way. I love that.